Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. BXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Ooh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Sometimes we do get a good feeling.
Only sometimes, though.
Yeah, it's a healthy balance. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and it's Friday. Where's our friends at this morning, Breeze? I know they're knocking.
Of course. They're like, hey, Chris is here.
What's up, Chris?
Finally walking after 6 weeks on crutches. Feeling excited.
Damn, that is exciting.
I've been there. You know.
Cannot take those legs for granted.
No. I was just there over the summer.
Well, how?
Crutches.
Oh, shut up.
God, that was a tough one.
Breezy wanted to get out of one field day with the company. Came in a neck brace, a sling, and crutches because she bumped her elbow on the table.
Yeah. Well, these things happen. You know, you got to take every injury pretty seriously.
Our GM's like, what happened? She's like, oh, it was nothing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't you worry about it.
But then ran up the steps when the microwave went off. Yeah, he's just heating up that breakfast.
Absolutely. So love that for you. Yeah. Walk it out, Girl Scout. Who else is here? We have Henry.
Henry.
Henry says, good morning. Getting pumped for tonight because heading to Iron Smoke to see Northside Johnny. Woo!
Northside Johnny's at Iron Smoke tonight?
I'm going.
Are you?
I am.
You're going to be spending so much time at Fairport.
Yeah, I'm a big Fairport girl now.
You are.
Huge.
Did you get a table at Tin Cup for the Bills-Chiefs game on Sunday?
Yeah, I did.
Have you ever really sat through an entire game at Tin Cup on a Sunday?
No, only a Thursday, but we had a private section upstairs. Yeah, so
gets a little nuts in there. Enjoy.
Yeah. Well, bracing for impact. Natalie's here. She said, vibes are super high today. So excited to celebrate our 1 year anniversary tomorrow at Panache. Aww. Love you, Moose and Breezy.
We love you too, Natalie. Happy anniversary.
Can't believe it's been a year. After 6 years of waiting, we are finally moving into a 3-bedroom house in January. So excited. 6 years is a long time to wait.
Babe, I know, you know, we've been together for like 30 years. You probably can't have kids, but will you marry me? That's me.
Literally you.
That's me. All right. Vibes
are
totally
vibes?
Up. Well, so last night, you know, I had that bourbon dinner at Penfield Country Club. And the theme was every single dish they brought out, the course, had some sort of bourbon incorporated in it. Plus, you had to sample like 6 bourbons throughout dinner.
Yeah,
I'm like,
this,
I was not anticipating all of this. It was phenomenal. The food that Chef James brought out was incredible. But I woke up this morning just like, oh, I'm sitting heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I need to go for a run.
Probably.
But other than that, Sebastian Maniscalco tonight at Blue Cross Arena, dinner with friends. I got a dentist appointment as soon as the show ends. I got to get that 6-month cleaning.
Oh, God.
So I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Are you?
Because that
are you actually going to go to the show tonight? Or are you going to bow? What's the over under that you bow? Because we were talking about it.
I spent over $100 on the ticket.
And then you could sell the ticket for $150. Pocket $50.
I plan on going.
Okay.
The reason why it's not a big deal for me is I get to walk everywhere. I'll leave my apartment. I'll walk to dinner, meet friends. From there, we'll walk to the show. From the show, I'll be able to walk home.
So blessed to have legs. So blessed.
Yeah. How are your vibes? What's up this weekend? Where are you tonight?
I'm going to Iron Smoke.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do Campagne for dinner.
Nice. I haven't been there yet.
And then we'll walk over. I too can walk. Then we'll walk over to Iron Smoke. And then I'll walk home. No, I'm walking home.
Get those 10,000 steps in, you guys. It's so important. All right, we don't have any tickets for Sebastian today. We gave all those away yesterday because the show is tonight. But we thank you guys for being in your good vibes and tuning in this morning. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app, or you can ask your smart device to play BXY Mornings.
Whee!
Coming up, if anyone plans on boarding a domestic flight next year, you're going to need a real ID. I'll tell you how to get one, when you're going to need it by. Otherwise, you're not flying.
Period.
They're not going to let you do it. They're just not. So we'll tell you what you need to know coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you.
PXY Mornings, Moose, breezy, 50 degrees for the high today. Happy Friday. If anyone is planning to board a domestic flight next year, you're going to need a real ID. And that's going to be after May 7th, 2025. Or at least another form of identification, like a passport. And I feel like they've been saying you're going to need a real ID every year since
maybe. What is a real ID for people that don't know? Like, I don't even really know what it is.
So a real ID is a federal approved state issued driver's license or ID card that meets specific security standards. The main difference is going to be a star or a flag at the bottom of your driver's license.
I don't understand.
So once that deadline passes, TSA officers will not allow travelers into the checkpoint without a real ID or another valid form of ID. And the only reason this is actually taking place, most people don't know, the government has been trying to improve the accuracy of driver's license and identification cards because the initiative was recommended by the 9/11 Commission. After September 11th, those hijackers used fraudulent driver's license. So they've been talking about this for 20-something years. And according to the DMV, there's no extra fee to obtaining a real ID compared to a standard license. So if you do want to get one, you got to show up to the DMV. You're going to need your full legal name, your date of birth, your social security number, and then they're saying two proofs of address. So I don't know.
Okay, how much is this going to cost me?
I just said it doesn't cost anything.
For now.
There's no extra fee for obtaining a real ID.
But like, I also just feel like you're going to have to, someone's losing money somewhere because you have to print out a whole new ID and then this one's basically null and void. I'm so like.
Yeah, just they'll issue a new real ID. That's what you're going to need to fly domestic flight. Or if you got your passport, you can bring that. But they're saying by May 7th, 2025, this is it. At least for the Rochester airport. I don't know how this is taking place in other states, but the Rochester airport here, by May 7th, 2025, you will need that real ID.
Okay.
So, I mean, and once you have that, yeah, you're not going to need to use your old one. But that's what it says. It's not
so I can get into Canada with that one? The real ID? Like, is it like an enhanced license? Is that the same thing? Or like,
If you go into Canada, most likely that you're going to need your passport. You're going into another country.
I know, but you can get into Canada with an enhanced license, is what I'm saying.
So, I honestly don't know.
I'm so sick of these tiers. Enhanced license, real ID, passport, fake ID. Like, it's too much.
Nobody said anything about a fake ID. No, whatever's in your wallet.
This will be fake after May 7th, apparently. So I'm absolutely triggered by it. I know you are.
You're being dramatic. Coming up on the show, should a cheating husband get to name his unborn child? Because his wife, Adriana, says absolutely not. Not going to happen. She says her husband cheated on her when she was 5 months pregnant.
Mm.
And now he says it's still his son, so he has every right to choose the name. Well, lucky for us, we have Adriana on hold. We'll get her on the show with us to hear the full story coming up next on PXY.
PXY is free and always will be.
Are you working?
Should a cheating husband get to name his unborn child? Yes or no? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, and let's get right into it because Adriana is on hold and says her husband did her dirty, cheated on her while she was pregnant.
Yikers.
And now says he has every right to name their child, because after all, it's his son. I don't know what, I mean.
Yeah, this is a tough go around, for sure.
Let's get around with us. Hi, good morning, Adriana.
Hey, guys.
Happy Friday. So.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. First off, I hope my story didn't come off as kind of white trash and
Well, just rip that Band-Aid right off, sister.
So the original message we got from you on Facebook, first of all, thank you for that. I was very eager to call you, but you sound like you're in a situation where maybe other people have also been in your spot. I don't know, but tell us what exactly has been happening in the last couple of months with you and your is it fiance, husband?
Well, he is my husband, but he's not acting like one.
Right. Oh. What's been going on?
Hope to God my ex isn't listening.
Oh, don't swear, please.
Okay. He actually thinks cheating on me while I'm 5 months pregnant is just a speed bump in the relationship.
Oh no!
I love this guy, but you know, I hate him.
So he cheated on you when you were 5 months pregnant. How far along are you right now with your pregnancy?
Close to 9 months. This happened like 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of husband cheated on me when I was 5 months pregnant.
I'm sorry.
I'm swearing again. Yeah. I know. I'm just,
it's okay.
I can't help myself.
Okay, go ahead. Be careful.
I want nothing to do with him for the time being, and he's complaining because I'm going to name the baby after my father, who he hates.
What's the name of your dad?
He thinks kids will make fun of the name Oscar. I think it's a beautiful name.
I had a buddy in high school named
Oscar. I think it's coming back.
Oscar Mayer Wiener. Yeah, it's
so fair.
And, you know, he still feels he has a right to name his child as much as I do. He already walked out on us both and gave up his rights to name him when he chose to sleep with another woman.
Yeah, I mean, fair, I guess.
But are you guys still so what's going on with the relationship?
Are you together?
Yeah, are you living together still?
Yeah, I mean, mostly unless he's, you know, out for the night with another woman.
Okay, this is not good.
Yeah, I mean, technically he still lives here. I haven't thrown him out.
Adriana, what are you doing?
Yeah, what
are
you
doing? Are you together or are you not? He cheated on you when you were 5 months pregnant. He's still living with you. What's the situation here? Are you guys going to, are you divorcing or not?
I guess we should be, but I just still really love him, you know, and I'm carrying his child and everybody has bad days and I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt right now.
Mm. Right, of course.
Simply don't agree, but okay.
Who is this other woman that he stepped out with?
I'm not really sure. There's probably more than one. Okay. So,
oh my God.
So that's not a mistake, that's a pattern.
Yeah, he's choosing to do this. It's not. Continue to give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, so Adriana, this is all very bizarre, and I appreciate you coming on. But what do you need from us? What are you looking for as far as advice?
I guess what kind of advice I need to know is, does he have just as much right to name the baby as I do?
Not if you're not staying with him. If this
well,
is...
Well, I mean, we're technically still living together, I guess.
No, 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 no. Not if you're not going to continue this relationship.
Oh.
So, are you good,
try,
Queen?
I'm going to try to continue. I don't know. It'd be easier if he just stops what he's doing and we continue, but... You guys,
I also want like $10 million, but like, I don't know if that's going to happen for me.
If, here's the situation. Maybe a lot of people can agree this morning who are listening this beautiful Friday morning. If you continue to stay with this guy and it sounds like you are, yes, he has every right to name this child. You wanting to name your baby Oscar after your father sounds like you're just doing it for spite. Or do you genuinely really love that name?
I do love that name. And, you know, my dad's not around anymore. And I feel.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of your father.
Okay, thanks.
Great talk.
Okay, Adriana, you know what? Well, have you been drinking this morning by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm...
I mean, I would be. I mean, you're pregnant, so probably not, but...
Well, right. Yeah, I feel like it at times because of him, but...
If your significant other cheated on you when you were pregnant...
Yeah.
Would you allow them to name the baby and give them that opportunity to do so? You're in a tough spot, Adriana. I'm just going to be fully blunt. It sounds like it's time for you to step out on this guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a great father. I don't know him personally, but it sounds like there's a pattern here, like Breezy mentioned. This is a choice. He's continuing to cheat on you, and you're allowing it. What do you think's going to happen when the baby comes? You think he's just going to stop?
It's just going to be that much harder. So now you're going to take care of a screaming baby and a screaming husband. You got it.
Yeah.
You got to cut it.
Yeah.
You guys are right. I know I need to.
And now we've solved all the problems because he's not naming the baby because you're not staying with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, don't you think that people can change?
No. Not if he's done this every night for the past 5 weeks.
Even with a new baby here? Yeah,
that's not going to
this is my there, I said it for today. I'm so sick and tired of people trying to fix marital problems or mental problems or any problem with a baby. Your problems will only elevate with a baby.
Yeah.
So that's not a thing. That's not a thing.
We'd love to hear from some of our listeners right now. If you have any advice for our girl, Adriana, here. It sounds like you're going through it. But all you can do is we hope that you could be the best mom you could possibly be for your new son, which it sounds like could be here in any given week, yes?
Yeah, he's due in a few weeks. And
well, congratulations.
I feel like all this is just going to blow up.
It may. But we'll get to some texts coming in here because there's quite a few of them. But I appreciate you call in your original message you sent us on Facebook, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend, Adriana. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yikers.
That's tough. Yikes.
Nothing good is going to come out of this with her staying. Nothing.
No.
So, let's get to some of your messages here. We have Laura Wang and says, it just drives me nuts that some people do try to fix all of life's problems with a baby. And I agree with Breezy. It's sad. She needs to get help and leave this guy ASAP. Some people can't be helped because they're in such denial. And she sounds like she may be one of those people. I wish her all the best, though. Go ahead, Breezy.
This person says, it kind of sounds like she doesn't really want to continue the relationship. If he's saying cheating is a bump in the road, that's a red flag. He's not worth it, and he'll more than likely do it again.
Yeah, it's a speed bump, right? According to him. If she stays with this idiot, then yes, he has every right to choose the name of their child. That came in from Paul. And I agree, but she's so invested, and like she said, do you think this is something that could be worked out? You know what I mean? Is it worth fighting for? And she didn't use those exact words, but you can tell she's hanging on.
Yeah. This person says, if they break up and don't live together, then she has a full right to just name the baby. Doesn't seem like that's something that they're doing currently. If they're going to continue to live together, then they both have an equal right to name that baby. So everyone's saying if they're living together and together, obviously.
Yeah.
If not,
that's the argument.
My whole thing about it is like, say they are like first of all, she's like due tomorrow, so that's interesting. Say they like separate now, but then they end up coming back together, and that baby had no part of the husband's choice of name. You know what I mean? So
it sounds like she wants to name it Oscar after her late father, which is probably a good idea. Unfortunately for her, her husband absolutely did not get along with her dad and hated him. So, but who cares what he thinks at this point?
Right.
Adriana, best of luck. We really do wish you the best. That was a wild phone call, but thank you for being on the show. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. It's Friday. It's Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
That's like kind of insensitive, though, to say, don't you think? Like, I don't know. I always take issue with people who, and listen, everyone's recovery journey is different, but like, if someone who is sober and doesn't drink tells other people they can't drink, it's like,
no, I don't. I mean, listen, I know a couple of friends who were recovering alcoholics, and they would never do that.
Right. But there are some people that do. I'm not saying that this is the case for this guy, but I don't know. This is a tough one because I can definitely see both sides. I'm more erring to the side of him, in support of him, because this is, if it goes against your moral core values, then yeah, I probably wouldn't do something like that either. If somebody asks me to spend money on something that I simply don't agree with, I'm not spending money on it, period. That's my money. I'm just not doing it. I know myself well enough to know that.
I don't know. I'm kind of on the in-between on this one because I don't expect somebody to spend money on something that was practically killing them, you know? But like you said, you guys have been doing this for quite some time. You know the drill. You all go out one time, Jane gets it. The other time, you know, Frank will pick up the bill. Now it was your turn. And you're always going to be tempted. There's always going to be temptation no matter what. You're hanging out in a bar, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So if you can do that, why not just be able to throw a couple more bucks at the bill for whatever they paid for?
Because this is a solid boundary that he has set, and he's not willing to go back on that for himself or for anybody around him. He's like, drink all you want. I'm not paying for it, though. I totally get it. This person says, Larry, you're not cheap. As an addict myself, a recovering addict at that, I absolutely understand where you're coming from. That's from Alicia. This person says, not cheap at all. Stick to it. Congratulations on keeping to yourself. This person says, I'm not calling anyone cheap. If they're paying for my stuff, I would say thank you and keep it pushing. This person says, this guy should not be paying for their drinks. Everyone else should understand that this guy's sober. He needs to get friends who support his sobriety. And lastly, I 100% agree with this guy. They should support his sobriety, and that's not being cheap. Good for him for sticking to his boundaries. So everyone kind of echoing the side that I was pushing myself towards.
Let's get over to, we have a bartender weighing in right now by the name of Matt, who says, I can confirm that I've seen situations like this. And I don't know why friends would ever have a problem with something like this. If your friend is sober and doesn't want to spend a dime on alcohol, he shouldn't have to. This person, sup Moose and Breezy. So I am 100% sober, always have been. And even when I was a child, I just never paid attention to the glass of red wine my mom would have with dinner every night. And now that I'm older, I've realized that I either lose friends or don't have many left because I don't drink. It's so odd, but if this guy is in recovery, then shame on his friends. And it's sad that they would make him feel bad about spending money, like Moose said, on the very thing that was ruining his entire life. Get new friends. Okay.
Yeah.
This is all very one-sided, clearly. Who else is here? If you guys are just tuning in, this Facebook post that Larry, a guy that lives right here in the city, put on Facebook yesterday, got a huge response. I reached out to him. I said, do you mind sharing your story in more detail? And he's been in recovery for, what, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
They were at a bar watching Bill's Colts game last weekend. He paid for everyone's food, but refused to pay for their drinks because they all take turns paying. And some of his friends are calling him cheap for not picking up the drinks, even though he's in recovery. He vowed to himself to never spend another dime on alcohol. We got a listener here. Lisa says, it kind of sounds like he was trying to get out of paying because my brother is sober. And the thing is, he realizes you will never be able to get away from temptation. You're surrounded by it all day, every day. So him buying his friends a couple of drinks doesn't mean he's going to start drinking again all of a sudden. That's just my opinion.
But like, there's a difference between temptation and just like not wanting to do something, because obviously temptation is not an issue. He's at a bar. They go to a bar. It sounds like every Sunday.
He can handle it. Yeah.
It's just the whole idea of like, this very thing almost killed me and took my life. I'm not going to put any more money into this empire that is the alcohol industry. This person says maybe buying a drink for somebody else is a trigger for him, and he's trying to avoid and prevent himself from drinking. But if he doesn't want to say that to people, he doesn't have to. This person says, I'm recently sober, and you wouldn't believe the friends, in quotes, that bounced. Not real friends. My circle is so much happier now.
It's crazy to me, and I've realized this over the years. There's, and even in relationships, I've seen this. People want a drinking partner. They want to be able to go out and just get just completely plastered, and they feel left out if somebody's not going to join in and do that with them.
Yeah.
I've seen couples do this, and it became really toxic, but you will lose friends, 100%. I've seen it.
See, yeah.
You're not going to drink? You're not drinking? And people don't like it. And I've always found it bizarre because you don't have to. Do what you want to do.
Right.
But there are people that don't accept it.
My girlfriend and I are not heavy drinkers. I just, for so many reasons, I really can't get into all of them. But like, this was a situation we found ourselves in on the 4th of July. We were on the boat and I had a friend on. It was 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And she was like bullying my girlfriend into drinking. She's like, why aren't you drinking? What? And my girlfriend's like, it's 10:30. Like, why are you drinking? You know what I mean? And it's just because if you're doing something that you feel insecure about or self-conscious about, you want everyone to join in because you don't want to be alone in doing so.
Well,
so
that's
you feel
what I'm
less
saying.
Bad about yourself.
And, you know, I don't think it's bad to start drinking early. You know what they say. Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, you know.
Right.
Thank you guys for the text. I just found this post very interesting.
It definitely is a conversation starter. It definitely asks some hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a right answer, but based on the opinions that we've gotten from our friends, seems like everyone's Team Larry, honestly.
And there you have it. Larry, thank you so much for your original message. Appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Our friends at Lollipop Farm are looking for someone to adopt an 11-year-old dog who's been without a family for quite some time now. Their name is Diamond, a mixed breed, and they get stressed out by other dogs, but she's currently staying in a different part of the building of Lollipop Farm because there's not a lot of foot traffic, and they want people to see this diamond in the rough.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's a lot of fun to have her around, and she likes cuddles. She's house trained, which is huge.
What kind of dog is it?
She's like a mixed breed, so I can't really describe what she is. You see her
That's a cute dog.
Yeah, she's a little, she's probably like, I don't know, she's not huge. She's probably like 40 pounds. And she's house trained. She lived peacefully with a newborn and a school-aged child for quite some time. She loves walks. So my mission this weekend is for someone to hear this and adopt her over the weekend.
Yeah.
She doesn't have much time left to have a family.
How old is she?
She's 11.
Let's make
get
those
Diamond
last...
Diamond home.
Let's make those last couple of years...
Let's get Diamond a home. She's a cutie. She kind of looks like a pit bull a little bit. She's probably a pit bull mix, but she's so cute. Guys.
Anyone looking
go
for...
Go check her out on the website at Lollipop Farm.
A diamond in the rough.
Yeah, she's cutie. So please, if you're out in Egypt this weekend, stop by Lollipop. Give her a look. Oh, my girlfriend's texting me. We're adopting her.
You wouldn't get a dog, would you?
I mean, we already have one, so.
Oh. Egypt, New York is, like, where? 20 minutes from here?
It's like in between, like, Parrington and Farmington. Egypt is where Lollipop Farm is.
Okay. Know? Yeah. It's like a town over from Fairport. Yeah. All right. There you have it. Somebody please go adopt Diamond. For the love of
ASAP.
God, she needs a home.
ASAP.
Coming up on the show, you guys want to talk about crippling anxiety? Well, just ask our girl Breezy what that feels like.
Guys, it's too much. There's a wave of emotions happening right now that I feel like nobody talks about when you move or you're moving. Because, like, you're so excited, but you're also sad. And you can't really sort through all of those emotions.
48 hours ago. You were on cloud nine because everything was in motion.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I sublet my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm selling everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got somebody coming over today to purchase most of your items.
Yep.
And you're so happy. And then all of a sudden, last night, you're just, the anxiety kicks in.
I know.
And you're like, it's actually happening. And mm-hmm. I don't know how many of you have dealt with this. How did you handle it?
Yeah.
Because it's a very real thing. And I felt like this when I was moving home. Back to Rochester.
Right.
I was all gung-ho, and then I was like, on the way back, I'm like, oh, no, it's,
like,
this is actually happening.
You
want to make sure the big move and the life changes that you're going through are the right decisions.
Right.
But there's no way to really know. We'll talk about all that coming up next on the show. Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Making a huge life change is always exciting and refreshing, but nobody ever tells you about the waves of doubt and anxiety that come with it.
Yeah.
If anybody knows crippling anxiety, it's our beautiful girl, Breezy.
Right no, here. Literally, I don't know what it is. I hate change.
Yeah.
I hate change. I know change is a part of life. I know it's a beautiful thing, but I'm getting all geared up for this move. Well, actually, 1 week or 1 month from today, excuse me.
Four weeks from today, yeah.
Is when the keys are going to be exchanged with the new sublet who's going to be taking over my apartment. And, you know, I was very excited when I was talking about it on Tuesday about how I had all these offers and how so many people were coming by and messaging me. And, you know, the anxiety of actually finding a sublet has worn off because that's all locked and loaded, good to go. And now people want to come and take all my stuff.
Oh, you want to sell all your stuff?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious that, well, how old is the kid that is subletting your place? Like 25?
He's 24 years old.
So Breezy goes, I have these two beautiful TVs. They're already mounted and hanging up. Do you want to just buy them from me?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but are they 4K?
I'm like, I don't know.
No, they're not.
I'm like, they're Roku smart TVs. They're TCLs. Like, I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, I'd leave them too.
I honestly, I love a TCL. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the kid that's renting my place is a 24-year-old kid just starting his, you know, adult life. First apartment on his own. He's lived with roommates and stuff. And I think why I'm like so emotional about it.
Oh, I see what this is about.
No, I think why I'm honestly like so emotional about it is because exactly 3 years ago from the day we're actually exchanging keys is when I moved into my first apartment in that building. And honestly, like when I moved, I know we didn't really know each other back then, but when I moved into that apartment, I was going through a really, really hard time. I just had gotten out of a really not so great relationship that I was living with the person. I thought I was going to have to move home. And this apartment just like fell into my lap. Like the gates of heaven opened up. Like it was all meant to be, you know what I mean? And I spent 3 years in this building, you know, 1 year in the apartment that I originally moved into and then 2 years in the apartment that I'm in now. And I just learned so much about myself in this time period. And it was such a growing experience that I am so blessed and lucky to have lived on my own because not a lot of people can say that. And I'm going to miss this space because there's so many memories tied to it with not only myself and finding myself and who I am and who I want to be, but with other people and first. And it's just, I'm really going to miss the space. And I never in my life thought that I could be so connected to somewhere, like a physical space. But I feel that way about this apartment and this building.
It's very touching.
Yeah.
But change is going to take place whether you like it or not. And you felt the exact same way about when we left our old studio to move into where we are now.
I know.
There was a lot of memories that took place in that space. But at the end of the day, the change is good.
Yeah.
Out with the old, in with the new. And you got to make room for it. Think about all the sex you're going to have in your new apartment with your girlfriend, with her brother next door.
Oh, my God. This took a weird, weird turn.
I'm just saying, Breeze, like, you, it's the inevitable. Change is going to happen. And it's sentimental. Yeah. I've been in, like, listen, my old apartment in L.A., it was very tough to leave because I was in that building for 13 years, but I was in my space. I lived upstairs and then moved downstairs.
I was in that for
6 years. That was very, very hard to let go because of all the memories and the things that took place there that I was so attached to.
I mean, yeah, you just let it go last month. You just physically let it go last month.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to do. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But this is a good thing. Trust me. And I'm sure your girlfriend who listens to the show every single morning has got to love the fact that every day you've brought up how much anxiety this move
literally
is
last
giving
night,
you.
I was like we were laying in bed and I was like, it just doesn't feel like home. She's like, I'm sleeping. So
she's got to absolutely love it.
I'm sleeping. No, I just, you know, someone's coming tomorrow to get a lot of my belongings.
You know what
and
else?
And that's going to be really
tough
hard.
To what? Listen, I hate admitting this, but I'm going to admit it.
Okay.
My Honda Civic, not the one I have now, my Honda Civic that I had for 13 years, when I was out in California, I had to let it go. And I sold it to a guy so I can buy my new car. And I cried. When it drove off into the sunset, I actually literally shed tears because that's how emotionally attached I was to that vehicle that I had for so long. And it's okay. Sometimes when you have something for so long that you're so attached to, it's hard to let it go. But they're just things, you know? You're going to be fine.
I know, but like,
and you know what else?
I'll share what? What else?
The other thing, you know what else I think this?
The city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
All right, get your coffee. Time to get after it. 50 degrees for the high. It is Friday. Yes, it is. Moose, Breezy, PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show.
I'm wearing a full sweatsuit right now, so I love it.
We're on hinge today.
Get yours at Costco. It's so good. Not an ad, not a plug. Just your comfort.
Nothing screams luxury like Kirkland clothing.
Period.
585-252-9800 for there I said it. Let's get after it. Gina is weighing in first, and she says, we got to stop giving random people a platform who absolutely have done nothing. Or have nothing to offer. There, I said it.
Then stay off TikTok, I guess. I don't know,
triggered.
Gina.
Is she talking about us?
No, she's not talking about me.
You don't know that.
I do. I have a lot to offer, like the link to this sweatsuit. Yeah, that's just TikTok. Oh. Touch it.
Oh, is that Kirkland? That is kind of nice. How much you pay for that? She's coming over. How much did you pay
it's
for that?
32 degrees.
Let me feel it. Oh, that is nice.
Put your hand on the inside.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, it's like butter.
That was just the most awkward exchange I've ever had with a human being.
The sweatsuit is sweatsuiting, and I'm... God, I'm literally obsessed. Am I a sweatsuit girly now? Ah!
That's me. With my tracksuit on, I walk the mall.
It's just...
You are officially a mall plastic walker. Congratulations.
Yeah, I love that for you. Can I do mine? Because I've been chomping at the bit to get it out into the world.
If I say no, you're going to do it anyways.
Of course. Okay, so mine for today is this. If you're a server and you bitch about your life to your tables, you're not getting a tip. There, I said it. I was out to dinner last night.
Oh, here comes the story.
Okay, I was out to dinner last night.
Sure.
And the server was mediocre at best. And she literally came over. It was, I don't know what time the restaurant closed, but it was like 8:45. She was like, can you girls like pay so I can leave? She have my granddaughter early in the morning. I'm like, not my issue, Cynthia.
Well, did she say it with an attitude or was she kind
it
of
wasn't
being
kind.
Cute?
It wasn't kind.
She wasn't trying to be cutesy.
No.
You're not being dramatic?
No, never. Me, dramatic? Could never be me. So I was like, okay. And we put our card down and she's like, well, the busser will come by and like clean up the rest. I just have to do my cash out. Now she's telling us her whole life story. I'm like, literally don't care, Patricia. So then she comes back over and she's like, I guess the busser left. I would love if my daddy owned the restaurant. I could just waltz in and out whenever I please.
Ew.
Guys, he came in at 8:30 yesterday. We closed at 9.
Ew.
I was like, I literally don't care. Like, I couldn't care less. And I'm getting the ick that you're like spilling your guts about your personal life to me. Like, I just want to eat my quesadilla. So.
I
said it. You're a server, leave your emotions and baggage at the door.
I feel like this can be said about anyone in the food industry. Do you remember my experience at the drive-thru at 4-something in the morning months back?
Sure do.
And I won't tell you the name of it. It rhymes with Munchkin. But I went there for a coffee, and this guy came on the speaker. By the way, I'm the only one in the drive-thru. It's like 4:15 in the morning.
He goes,
excuse me. You're going to have to wait a minute because I'm all here by myself because all of these employees I work with don't like working, which is why they live with their parents. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't care.
I was like, can we show some professionalism just for a second?
It gives me the ick and like leave it at the door. Thanks. There, I said it.
Who's this? Courtney? I don't care what anyone says. There was absolutely no reason for the city to rip up Park Avenue. There, I said it.
No, literally.
And I'm not sure if you guys have been down there, but it's a disaster and it's taking away so much business. I actually drove past there yesterday. And yes, it's a hot mess, but it needs to be done. All those trees, they needed to uproot them. I mean, they're ripping up the sidewalks. That needs to be done. It's going to look really nice, though, when they finish it. All right, mine for today is I guarantee that when you're out in public, okay, and you smell something foul, 90% of the time it's a woman that let one rip. And she does it in a crowded room because she is certain she can get away with it. Because everyone is just going to blame it on some poor guy. There, I said it. And I've dealt with this time and time again.
That's
you know what
tea.
You're doing. You know what
That's
you're doing.
Big tea. Wow.
It feels so good to get that off my chest.
So accusatory this morning. Wow. Top scene.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. My there I said it for today is that a lot of the times it's not someone's fault. They turn into a loser. Most people just come from broken homes. Really? Most people?
That's simply not true.
There are so many variables on why they are the way they are. There I said it. No name on that one.
Okay. Well, okay. I feel like I should probably go call my therapist. This person says, Thanksgiving is coming and I just want to put a PSA out there. No one, and I mean absolutely no one, cares what your plate of food looks like. There, I said it.
I know. We're all so excited to just share.
Phone eats first.
And you know what? All of our stories are the exact same. We're taking photos of the exact same thing. Yes, we know. You are also eating cranberry sauce. We get it. When is Hanukkah?
When's Hanukkah? December.
It is?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No,
here.
I know. I'm just so excited to start playing this song. I mean, if this just doesn't pump you up for the holidays.
It doesn't. I'm so sorry. Okay. December 25th to January 2nd. Last year, I went to my friend's house, who's Jewish. I was spinning that dreidel all night, let me tell you.
Were you guys, really?
Hell yeah, we were.
Yeah, they have the best games.
Hell yeah, we were.
Mike says, yo, if the handicap stall is wide open, then it's free game. There, I said it. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm with you, buddy. Been there, done that. It's just so much more comfortable.
I also second that, except for this weekend I was in the airport. Oh, God, I shouldn't even tell the story, but let's roll the dice. I was in the airport and I was like beelining for the handicap stall because obviously I'm obsessed. And this woman was behind me in a wheelchair and I was like, maybe we should take a hard...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Right, yeah. We took a hard right, so.
You did. You let her have.
Of course. Yeah. I mean.
Have some class.
But I was just like, yeah, that would have been bad if I walked out and she was waiting. That would have been really bad.
And then I got a couple more coming in. I hate people who have to always plan every single day of the week. You may be dead tomorrow. Live in the moment. There, I said it. That's a good point. And then, of course, look who's here. Breezy, you want to take a stab? Most toxic man in Rochester.
Edward.
Big Ed. What's up, guys? Long time no talk.
Thank God.
Hey, what do you call a pig that practices karate? Oh, here we go. Breezy, you want to take a stab at it? It's a good one today. What do you call a pig that practices karate? It's coming in from Big Ed.
I don't know. Can't even take a stab at it.
A pork chop.
Love it. Love it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It blows my mind how dismissive and rude you are to this guy week after week, and he just keeps coming back for more. It's really a beautiful thing to watch.
It really is.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Vision Buick GMC.
Welcome back. It's BXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, Spirit Airlines is looking for some pilots. But if anyone is...
Anyone can dry.
Anyone can fly. If anyone is planning on boarding a domestic flight next year, you're going to need a real ID. They're saying after May 7th, 2025, that's it. You need a real ID to fly or another form of identification like a passport. They've been saying this for quite some time now. I guess next year, that's the cutoff. A real ID is an approved state-issued driver's license or ID card that meets specific security standards. And the main difference is a star or flag at the bottom of the driver's license. Once the deadline passes, TSA officers will not allow travelers into the checkpoint without a real ID or another form of ID. And Breezy asked the question this morning, well, can I use it to cross the border? No, you cannot. You cannot use it to get into Canada. You cannot use it to get into Mexico.
But like, what's the difference between an enhanced license and a real ID?
That's they need to start keeping track, because anybody can make a fake ID. When you go into the DMV and they start issuing all new IDs to fly, the government is trying to improve security. They're trying to make sure, because this was recommended by the 9/11 Commission after it was found that the September 11th hijackers used fraudulent driver's license. And according to the DMV, there is no extra fee for obtaining a real ID compared to a standard license. They ask that you go in there, show your full legal name, your date of birth. If you have a social security number, you got to bring that and two proofs of address.
So that's not necessarily true. I got three texts from people that said it was $40 to change that up. I just recently did it. So I don't know. That's why that just like doesn't make a lot of sense to me. They're printing off. They're using their own stuff. They're going to charge you.
Yeah.
It's a money grab. That's all it is.
Hey,
if
it costs money, I'd be surprised if it didn't. What I have on my end is that they're not charging. There's going to be no extra fee to obtain a real ID. That's what they're saying compared to a standard license. But if you already, because I have friends who've already gone and done it. If anybody knows for certain, please let us know. What is the cost? Is it $40?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go
and
do it
regardless.
Yeah, I'm on
the DMV's website right now. It's $40.
Oh, so bring $40 with you, too.
Like, so stupid. It's a money grab.
I doubt you're going to need to give a urine, blood, or hair sample.
Yeah, this makes me angry. But, whatever.
Coming up on the show, would you guys criticize your friend for spanking their child in your home? Because Lori from Brighton says she was put in a really uncomfortable situation after her close friend spanked her child within her home. And if this happened to you, I mean, how would you handle the situation? 585-252-9800. Lori wrote us for Parental Confidential. We're going to read you that message and get to the bottom of this coming up next on PXY. Welcome back to the show. The message for Parental Confidential came in from Lori from Brighton, who says she feels incredibly awkward that she was put into this situation. How would you feel if someone spanked their child within your home? Would you criticize them? Because Lori's friends seemed super comfortable with it. But let us know what you guys think. I want to hear from the listeners on this one this morning. And she wrote us and says, my friend was trying to leave, told her 4-year-old daughter to say goodbye. And thanks for having us over. Daughter got upset, was holding on tight to her mother while the mother was trying to put on her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know how kids are. They have a little bit of a meltdown. Mother kept asking daughter to say goodbye. And the daughter got more and more upset.
Okay.
Well, the mother said, just say goodbye. You're being rude. Daughter continues to cry. Mother says, do you want a spanking? Daughter cries even more. Well, the whole time, Lori says, I'm trying to stand in the way of my 3-year-old. So he doesn't see what's going on.
Right.
And I tell him, aw, she's having a really hard time leaving. And then I tell my friend, really, it's okay. Thanks for coming.
Right.
The mom kept insisting that the daughter was being rude and she needed to say goodbye because she was a little brat lately. So she took her behind our front door and spanked her. And the daughter cried a little more, then calmed down after a few minutes. And she says, I'm usually not one to be judgmental about mm-hmm. other people's parenting choices, but this situation really made me feel uncomfortable. And looking back, I wish I would have told her at that moment that I don't feel comfortable with spanking happening in my house.
Yeah.
Would it be passive aggressive of me to share with her through text or Facebook about more modern parenting styles that work for parents other than spanking? Would really appreciate the advice from anyone because this has been consuming me. Thank you.
Hmm. We're already getting texts on this. This person says, we've all become way too sensitive in this day and age. Let your friend parent how they want to.
Yeah.
The only time you should intervene is when punishment gets too aggressive. But at the same time, I'm saying this myself, at the same time, like, that's taking place in your house. Like, if they're parenting how they want to in their own house, then so be it. But you're in my house spanking your kid and my kid's watching, and like, that's not something I feel is appropriate. But again, not a parent, so.
Yeah, 585-252-9800. We've touched on this quite a few times in the past about the whole spanking situation.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have zero problem with it. You know, I was spanked all the time growing up.
Yeah.
You can't consider a spank on the butt to be abuse. That's not abuse. I'm sorry. It's just that doesn't warrant a call to CPS. It just doesn't. And, you know, people are going to parent the way they want. And I totally get that. Let's go over to Claire. She says, I would approach it more as I'm not comfortable with that in my house. and not with advice unless it's asked about what you would do instead. Don't do the passive aggressive thing. Just clearly state a boundary. When you tell another parent, because I've witnessed this firsthand, how they should parent, people are going to get triggered and they're going to get pissed. They don't want your unsolicited advice. They just don't want it.
100%. Yeah. So a few more texts coming in right now. I don't criticize moms for spanking or parenting in general. It doesn't bother me. I grew up in an age where we were always getting spanked if we were bad. It teaches a lesson to creates lessons learned about life. And teaching the difference between wrong or right. Sure, there's a different way to get your point across, maybe, but some children also need a different approach. People may not agree with it, but it's the parent's choice at the end of the day. I do feel like the friend was at fault, and no fault of her own, but that's just the way she's going to parent.
Michelle says, stop with the gentle parenting crap. It doesn't work. And it's a good thing your friend spanked her daughter. Notice how her daughter calmed down afterwards. People need to understand that gentle parenting and coddling your kids doesn't always work. Let's get over to some of your phone calls. I have Sue on the line. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Happy Friday. What's your take?
Thank you. Well, my take is that it's never okay to hit a child. There's a number of reasons why, and I can remember when my daughter was first born, the pediatrician's first day, never, ever, ever hit your child. The reason being, one, it's something that can go very wrong, and it becomes more of a habit to do that. It's also demeaning the child. To put a child in a situation where they're forced to say something that they're not comfortable with, mm-hmm. It's really inappropriate. I mean, it's a 4-year-old child, you know, say thank you, say, you know, you brought the child there, right. You know, it's just a play date or whatever it might be, but to hit a child, it can go very wrong very quickly. And, anyone that thinks that it can't, you know, they need to take a look at some of the information that's out there about, you know, hitting children in terms of discipline.
Well, give me one strong point that, like, what is the worst thing that could happen if you spanked your child on the butt a couple of times?
Well, it's what you're doing to them emotionally. You know, going ahead and hitting them is a sign of aggression, and you don't necessarily need to be aggressive to discipline a child. It's dangerous, and it sets up behavior that it gets more and more intense as it goes, and it's okay for the parent to go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. I can remember, and I'm, you know, I'm older than you guys are, mm-hmm. but I can remember when my father hit me.
Yeah.
And it turned out my father never hit me. And there was one time my mother got him so worked up that he actually closed fist punched me and I fell down the stairs, about 20 stairs. And we never, ever, us kids were never hit in our family. But what happens is when things get escalated and out of control, it can really get bad.
Well, and a closed fist punch with you flying down the steps. Yeah, I could see why that would emotionally scar you.
Yeah. But the point of it is, if you ask any parent today, you know, with the information that's out there, you know, part of the problem is giving in to a child all the time for everything that they want, mm-hmm. and they become spoiled. But when you put a child in a situation like this kid was scared, you know, she was, you know, obviously at the door, and you're forcing her to say something that necessarily she may not even understand to communicate. It's not like the child is the problem.
It's the communication between the child and the parent. And I know there's a lot of parents today that really struggle on how to vocalize how they're feeling. And they're very frustrated, too, because they can't get through to their child. And
that's
so, Sue, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you weighing in.
Have a great weekend. Have a good
weekend. We got a couple of more texts coming in. Diane says, I would sacrifice a relationship to speak up for a child who was being abused. The kid is too young to speak up for themselves. If you were that kid, wouldn't you want someone to speak up for you?
I'm getting a lot of texts from the CPS side of things. And this person says, I work for CPS. Spanking is not abuse unless it becomes excessive and leaves bruises. Kind of like what Sue was talking about. Then echoing this, CPS does not look at spanking as a form of abuse whatsoever. And this person says, I got spanked and I'm not emotionally scarred. And people older than me were meant to be seen and not heard, and they're okay too. I don't know what that
means. Listen, I grew up getting spanked all the time. Did I deserve it? Most of the time, but that was, you know, my father was very, he was all about respect, and sometimes we crossed the line, and I got spanked. Nobody was hit with a closed fist. I mean, and I agree. The last text from Diane here. I'm sorry, Diane. Listen, I get it. We're not parents here, but it's not considered abuse. A small spank on the butt is not abuse. I mean, it's just not. Chrissy says, not a big deal. I still give my kid a small spank on the butt when they are not listening. I personally would not make a Facebook post, but I would not reach out and let the, I would just let the friendship dissolve. If they ask what's up, I would be direct that I didn't like what happened in our last visit. It sat on my mind for days to follow, and I see you differently now, and I don't want to be a part of your life. There you
That's
go.
Big That's tea.
That's big tea. Being very transparent with them.
Absolutely.
You know, and you have every right to feel that way, especially if it took place within your home.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for all the calls and the messages coming in on this one. I know it's a trigger for a lot of people this morning. And to our friend Lori for writing in for Parental Confidential. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Pump it up.
You got to pump it up.
What's up, guys? We love Fridays on the show. Do we not?
We do. We do.
50 for the high today. My name is Moose. That is the lovely Breezy Breeze.
Good morning.
Thank you for helping us kick off the weekend, you guys. Appreciate that. Question is, should a cheating husband get to name an unborn child? Yes or no? 585-252-9800. Let's get to the bottom of this. Adriana.
Are you good, bro? Not you having a stroke live on air.
She's on hold. She says her husband did her dirty. Cheated on her while she was pregnant. And now she says he has every right to name their child. After all this, it's still his son. Do you agree, Breeze?
I'm not sure. Not sure about all that.
Why waste any more time? Let's get her on with us. Hi, good morning, Adriana.
Hey, guys.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. First off, I hope my story didn't come off as kind of white trash.
Well. Just rip that Band-Aid right off, sister.
So the original message we got from you on Facebook, first of all, thank you for that. I was very eager to call you, but you sound like you're in a situation where maybe other people have also been in your spot. I don't know, but tell us what exactly has been happening in the last couple of months with you and your is it fiancé, husband?
He is my husband, but he's not acting like one.
Right. Oh. What's been going on?
Hope to God my ex isn't listening.
Oh, don't swear. Please.
Okay. he actually thinks cheating on me while I'm 5 months pregnant is just a speed bump in the relationship.
Oh, no.
I love this guy, but, you know, I hate him.
So he cheated on you when you were 5 months pregnant. How far along are you right now with your pregnancy?
Close to 9 months. This happened like 4 months ago. My piece of husband cheated on me when I was 5 months pregnant.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm swearing again. Yeah. I know. I'm just,
it's okay.
I can't help myself.
Okay, go ahead. Be careful.
I want nothing to do with him for the time being, and he's complaining because I'm going to name the baby after my father, who he hates.
What's the name of your dad?
He thinks kids will make fun of the name Oscar. I think it's a beautiful name.
I had a buddy in high school named
Oscar. I think it's coming back.
Oscar Mayer Wiener. Yeah, it's
so fair.
And, you know, he still feels he has a right to name his child as much as I do. He already walked out on us both and gave up his rights to name him when he chose to sleep with another woman.
Yeah, I mean, fair, I guess.
But are you guys still... So what's going on with the relationship?
Are you together?
Yeah, are you living together still?
Yeah, I mean, mostly unless he's, you know, out for the night with another woman.
Okay, this is not good.
Yeah, I mean, technically he still lives here. I haven't thrown him out.
Adriana, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you
Are you together
doing?
Or are you not? He cheated on you when you were 5 months pregnant. He's still living with you. What's the situation here? Are you guys going to, are you divorcing or not?
I guess we should be, but I just still really love him, you know, and I'm carrying his child, and everybody has bad days, and I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt right now.
Right, of course.
Simply don't agree, but okay.
Who is this other woman that he stepped out with?
I'm not really sure. There's probably more than one. Okay. So
oh my God.
So that's not a mistake, that's a pattern.
Yeah, he's choosing to do this. Continue to give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, so Adriana, this is all very bizarre, and I appreciate you coming on. But what do you need from us? What are you looking for as far as advice?
I guess what kind of advice I need to know is, does he have just as much right to name the baby as I do?
Not if you're not staying with him.
I mean, we're technically still living together, I guess.
No. Not if you're not going to continue this relationship.
Oh. Well,
are you good, Queen?
I'm going to try to continue. I don't know. It'd be easier if he just stops what he's doing and we continue, but you guys...
I also want like $10 million, but like, I don't know if that's going to happen for me.
Here's the situation. Maybe a lot of people can agree this morning who are listening this beautiful Friday morning. If you continue to stay with this guy, and it sounds like you are, yes, he has every right to name this child. You wanting to name your baby Oscar after your father sounds like you're just doing it for spite. Or do you genuinely really love that name?
I do love that name. And, you know, my dad's not around anymore. And I feel...
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
In honor of your father.
Okay. Thanks.
Great talk.
Okay. Adriana, you know what? Well, have you been drinking this morning by any chance?
No.
Okay.
God, no. I
would be. I mean, you're pregnant, so probably not, but...
Well, right. Yeah, I feel like it at times because of him, but...
If your significant other cheated on you when you were pregnant, would you allow them to name the baby and give them that...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Opportunity to do so. You're in a tough spot, Adriana. I'm just going to be fully blunt. It sounds like it's time for you to step out on this guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a great father. I don't know him personally, but it sounds like there's a pattern here, like Breezy mentioned. This is a choice. He's continuing to cheat on you, and you're allowing it. What do you think's going to happen when the baby comes? You think he's just going to stop?
It's just going to be that much harder. So now you're going to take care of a screaming baby and a screaming husband. You got it. Yeah. You got to cut it.
Yeah.
You guys are right. I know I need to.
And now we've solved all the problems because he's not naming the baby because you're not staying with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, don't you think that people can change?
No. Not if he's done this every night for the past 5 weeks.
Even with a new baby here? Yeah,
that's not going to
I'm
fix
so,
it.
This is my there, I said it for today. I'm so sick and tired of people trying to fix marital problems or mental problems or any problem with a baby. Your problems will only elevate with a baby.
Yeah.
So that's not a thing. That's not a thing.
We'd love to hear from some of our listeners right now. If you have any advice for our girl, Adriana, here. It sounds like you're going through it. But all you can do is we hope that you could be the best mom you could possibly be for your new son, which it sounds like could be here in any given week, yes?
Yeah, he's due in a few weeks. And
well, congratulations.
I feel like all this is just going to blow up.
It may. But we'll get to some text coming in here because there's quite a few of them. But I appreciate you call in your original message you sent us on Facebook, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend, Adriana. Thanks
for
calling.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yikers. Got a couple of texts.
Don't love any of that.
No, we don't.
Unfortunately. But these things happen.
She's, like you said, she's totally in denial. And she's trying to hang on to this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But who do we have here? Laura says, it does. It drives me nuts that some people try to fix all their life problems with a baby. And I agree with Breezy. It is sad. But she needs to get some help and leave this guy.
Yeah.
Who's this? Steve says, some people just can't be helped because they're in such denial. And she sounds like she may be one of those people. I wish her all the best, though. Because if she stays with this idiot, then yes, 100%. He has every right to choose the name for this child. That's what it's going to come down to.
Our friend Joe says you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You simply can't. So we can give her all the advice in the world, but it's ultimately her choice if she wants to do it. I thought the advice we gave her was super solid. I can't say that for everything we do. This person says you don't want the child to be in a situation like that. I think that's just going to be the standard growing up. You know what I mean? And you're going to live in this household with this child.
She knows what this guy's doing. Yeah. He's coming home different nights of the week. Come on. You know what's going on here. It's time to say goodbye.
Let's call a spade, shall we?
All right, guys. Thank you, Adriana, for that wild call this morning. We do appreciate it. And for you guys tuning in this morning, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98.
Peaks by Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up? It is Friday. Let's talk Thanksgiving really quick. Breezy, you made a really good point about this. Very versatile holiday.
Very versatile. A lot of range for Thanksgiving.
A lot of range.
And I'm really excited about it because I truly believe in my heart and soul that Thanksgiving is the redheaded stepchild. It's always forgotten. It's always missed in the middle between Halloween and Christmas, and everyone wants to just get it over with as fast as possible so they can go shopping the Friday after Thanksgiving. And you know what? I'm here to say no more. I'm here to give Thanksgiving the flowers it deserves.
People who live out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you ask them, like, last year was my first Thanksgiving home in 12, 13 years. because I had to choose Thanksgiving or Christmas. And of course, I'm flying home for Christmas, not right. Thanksgiving. So I missed a lot of them. And I'm like, you know, last year being home, I really enjoyed Thanksgiving. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't think it gets the credit that it deserves.
No. And I'm here to tell you exactly why Thanksgiving is the best holiday that you could probably ever celebrate. The thing I love about Thanksgiving is it is such a it's such a balanced day. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
Everyone always thinks of Thanksgiving and they're like, oh my God, the food, the food. But let's peel the curtain back, shall we? And talk about the morning of Thanksgiving. Now, not everybody is going to participate in this, and you don't have to. But if you want to get the most out of Thanksgiving and have a balanced day, it's just like any other day, but elevated.
Right.
In the morning, you have the turkey trot. There's hundreds of turkey trots within our area. I'm doing the one.
Thousands.
I'm doing the one in Victor. So you can go run 3 miles in the morning, get your workout on. Great. And if you're a fitness guy or girly, this is the norm for you. This is something that you would probably do anyways. So it's not like a lot of gyms are probably closed on Thanksgiving, but you still have that opportunity to get your workout in. So that's one. You're not throwing off your routine that much.
Okay.
Number two, you're having an amazing dinner. An amazing dinner. And not to mention,
not everyone,
that dinner is served, my family, it's served at like 2-3 o'clock.
Oh yeah, dinner is typically 4 or 5 o'clock.
So you're having the most iconic lunch dinner that ever could be. And then directly after dinner, it is simply okay and socially acceptable and expected of you to go take a nap.
And here's the thing, guys.
It's the best day ever.
And then, you know, there's Black Friday. I don't know how many people are still going out and doing Black Friday. Don't people just buy everything online?
Yeah.
Anymore? I mean, who's Black waiting Friday's, in lines?
Black
Nobody's
Friday's
doing it anymore.
Definitely like dead in the water. I will say the malls are still busy on Black Friday, but.
They are. And another thing, look, we're all going to be taking photos of the same thing, right? I know people are very excited to post on their social their cranberry sauce and Grammy's casserole dish. Like, it's all the same, you guys. I actually feel bad. I feel very bad saying this, but I'm saying anyways. You ever go through people's stories in their posts and you see their Thanksgiving dinner, their posts, and they say something along the lines like, our Thanksgiving is better than your Thanksgiving. And I'm looking at their Thanksgiving.
It's like dinner. On a paper plate.
I'm like, oh, that's very sad looking.
Yeah.
That's actually very pathetic. And, you know, Thanksgiving is a time to be grateful for the things that you do have. Of course, right. I get that. But I look at some of these posts and go through people's stories and I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's tough.
I would be. I feel really sad sitting at that table. I'm not going to lie.
And we did say this a couple hours ago during the There I Said It segment. It is okay. You do not have to post your plate on your Instagram story on Thanksgiving. It's just not necessary. Period. Point blank.
You don't have to do it. I'm probably going to do it anyways, though.
So I don't.
Out of pride?
I don't really get down. I don't really get down with Thanksgiving food. I only really, because I don't like potatoes.
You
don't eat stuffing.
30-year-old woman who I've never met a more picky eater in my life than you.
I'll get down with the turkey leg. I'll do some green beans.
You
cream
don't
of green beans.
You don't like stuffing?
No,
I don't get it. No. I mean, what's not to like? The seasons, the
bread. It's like taking a loaf of bread and just squishing it in your hands and then being like, here you go.
You know what?
There's some garlic in it.
The problem is you never grew up with good stuffing.
That's not true.
No offense to your mom.
Do not disrespect my mom.
I'm sorry. Like, you know good stuffing if you ate it because you'd be eating it.
I just think it's too much. I think it's too much. So I don't do it. But
in the deal with the mashed potatoes?
I hate potatoes. You know that. I literally hate potatoes in any
What
form.
Is on your plate? Just a turkey
just
leg.
Just turkey and some green beans. Call me a health queen. Big protein and vegetable girl. Huge. Those macros are screaming.
Oh, yeah. That is the most boring plate I've ever heard of in my life.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll throw a roll in this year. I don't know.
Yeah, throw a roll in, you know? Go get crazy.
I just, I'm really excited to live the best day, and it's a holiday, but it'll be elevated for sure.
But I would love some suggestions on where I can run a turkey trot, because I am thinking about actually doing it for the first time this
year. I don't know if you're being genuine, but if you are, you can join my team in Victor.
Well, I don't really want to be on a team.
It's not a team. It's just like I have a squad of people going, and we're going to send it.
What time is that at?
Is
that like a 10 a.m. type of thing?
No, I don't. I think it's a little earlier because people want to obviously get cooking and stuff.
This is my big flex. Fifth grade, I ran the turkey trot, came in third place. So,
like overall?
I lied. Seventh. I came in seventh place overall, yes.
It's like, and then I lied again. It was actually 10.
No, it was seventh. Yeah, because that was in my bio on my Instagram for many, many years. So,
it's a huge flex. Flex on them.
So if anyone else is running a turkey trot, you can join Breezy and I's squad.
9:15
in Victor. Where's the starting point?
Victor Town Hall.
Okay, there you have it. We're doing it this year. I'm pumped.
We're going to send it.
This is my first turkey trot. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to play you the... We got to tease this coming up. You want to tease it real quick?
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, this is too awkward and uncomfortable of a moment to not replay. Because yesterday we had a listener by the name of Glenn that called up. Speaking of Thanksgiving, he went on two very casual dates with a woman and wanted to ask her to Thanksgiving dinner with him and his family.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we got there, but we got there and he did it live on the air and called her up. We'll play that for you coming up next on PXY. Welcome back to the show. This is the moment of truth right here. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This was way too awkward and uncomfortable of a moment to not just replay it. And yesterday on the show, we had a listener named Glenn who called in, told us about his new special lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he had doubts on whether or not he should ask this girl he has been on two very casual dates with to Thanksgiving dinner with him and his family.
Yes.
So I sarcastically suggested you should call her live on the air. And he says, yes, let's do it. So I said, okay, take a listen to how all this went down on PXY Mornings. Glenn, what's up, buddy?
Hi. Hi, Moose. Good morning.
Hi. So long story short, you need some advice this morning. And for whatever reason, you decided that Breezy and I was your best option.
I did. So pretty much I was dating a girl and we recently ended like 6 months ago.
Okay.
But you know how it is. Everything happens for a reason.
Sure.
Because recently I started dating this new girl and I really like her actually.
Okay. What's her name?
Her name is Beth.
Okay.
Is she 100?
Yeah.
What? Is she what?
Is she 100? What?
I like that name. All right. So you started dating Bev.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the situation?
Yeah, so the situation pretty much is our day was just about 2 weeks ago, right? We went and got some beer. I don't know if you've ever been at the place Bill Gray's Tap Room, Gates.
It's just a staple.
I love it. Yeah.
So that's so, was that your first, that's where you guys went for your first date?
Yeah, it was. And everything was going good, down to earth. We hit it off instantly. Like that kind of date where you meet somebody and like the chemistry is so electric.
We just
hit it off immediately.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's good.
And we were talking about our favorite holidays. And I mentioned mine was Thanksgiving. And I asked her if she had any plans. And she said that she was figuring out with her family.
Okay.
So she asked me what I was doing. And I was just there like, well, I'm waiting to see what you wanted to do. And she was like, oh, that's sweet. But I may be with my family.
Okay.
You were waiting to see what, Glenn, respectfully, like, how long have you known this girl? 2 weeks?
You asked her that? Well, you asked her that on your first date or second date?
I asked her that on our second date.
Okay.
Did she seem enthusiastic about you asking that, or was she just like, I may have plans?
Yeah, she's normal. You know, I didn't sense anything weird. You know, she was just honest about it. She just said she and her family were still figuring things out.
Yeah.
And I just let her know that, you know, that I was just kind of waiting to see whatever her plans were, I guess.
Sure. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
To hang out after dinner?
No. I want to ask her if she wants to come and celebrate it with me.
Got it.
That's psychotic.
Okay. No, let me, hey maybe
really?
Maybe she would be interested. I don't know. She could very much be interested, Glenn. You got to shoot your shot, buddy.
I've been with people for years. We have not even spent Thanksgiving together.
So are you going to ask her again? What's the follow-up here?
Well, I want to ask her. That's why I called you guys. Like, what do you guys think that I should do? Because I don't want to wait.
I don't know why you called us, Glenn. I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to shoot it to you really straight. We're not going to give you the same answer.
I feel like you could have handled this. Confused. What?
I guess I'm just confused, like, because I don't...
I'm also confused.
That, well... Like, hearing you guys now, I'm kind of a little hesitant about this, because I'm shy here. I don't know what to do.
You called us. I don't know how shy you could possibly be, but is it too soon to possibly ask her to spend Thanksgiving? I don't know. I don't know her situation.
Couldn't be sooner.
I don't think so. I mean, doesn't anybody want to hang out with somebody on Thanksgiving?
Why don't we just call her live on the air and ask her? Why don't you just ask her?
I don't
know. I'm freaking nervous right now. I don't want her to get mad at me for putting her on the spot. You guys think, I mean, I don't.
I'm just kidding.
It's a horrible idea.
Glenn, I'm kidding, Glenn.
I would if you guys think I should.
I'm not stopping you if you want to do it.
Blood on my hands. So absolutely not. But it's your choice, ultimately, at the end of the day.
Listen, I appreciate any help really at this point. And I really like this girl. So.
Well, yes, I understand
that. So let's sabotage it. Give us her number.
Glenn, I'm going to be honest with you. I've done this long enough to know this can go in two directions. She says yes, you celebrate Thanksgiving together, you live happily ever after. Or she's thrown off, you make her uncomfortable, and she ghosts you. Are you willing to roll the dice if we call her live on the air and you ask her to spend Thanksgiving with you, even though you've been on two very casual dates?
Let's do it.
Yeah, you seem all in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's gonna like it.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Okay, that's fine with me if that's what you want to do.
It's Thanksgiving. It's the holidays. I mean, what? It's not a big deal. You know, it's just a phone call.
It's just a phone call. That's
whatever you have to tell yourself to go through with it. Give us the digits.
Because Breezy and I were not liable for whatever goes down. You have to say
yes. Especially me.
Say, I, Glenn from Gates, give you full permission to call her live on the air so I can ask her to Thanksgiving.
I, Glenn from Gates, give you guys permission to call her up so that I can ask her out on Thanksgiving.
It's a horrible idea.
Okay. All right. What's her name? Bev? And Glenn, you're going to ask her to Thanksgiving dinner live on the air.
Man, here it goes. Just do it already so that before I change my mind, because I'm like, oh my gosh.
All right, let's give me a second here. Let me dial her up.
Oh my God. This is. I can't believe this is happening.
You wanted to do it.
Hello.
Hi, Bev.
Hi, Glenn.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I was wondering if you wanted to come over for Thanksgiving dinner. And also, really quick, I just want to let you know you're live on the radio with Moose and Breezy. You're on PXY.
Probably should have led with that.
Yeah, we probably should have led with that. Hi, Bev. Good morning.
Hi, Bev.
Good morning, I guess. What's happening here? It's so early. Like, I literally just got up.
So, Bev, what's going on is, just to fill you in real quick, Glenn called us this morning, and he's in a predicament. He wanted to ask you to Thanksgiving dinner. You guys have been on how many dates together?
Two dates.
Right.
And he's very interested in asking if you would be willing to join him for Thanksgiving dinner. So, go ahead, take it away, Glenn.
Yeah, so basically, I like you a lot, and you know we've been hanging out for a bit now. So I just,
Glenn, we've been on two dates, and mm-hmm. You know what? I don't even want to be on the radio right now.
I know, but I'll be quick. Okay, do you want to celebrate Thanksgiving with me and my family?
That's literally something you could have just texted me. I mean, that's nice. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, I want to be with my family, you know?
Thank you
for the invite.
Maybe after or something, or you don't have to be rushed or anything.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Listen, I really got to go. Like I said, I just woke up. I got to go get ready for work. Just text me later, okay? Like, I'm sorry. I have to go, guys.
Okay, I'll call you. I'll call you now.
What? No, don't call me. Just text me. I have to get ready for work. But thank you for thinking of me.
Okay.
I'm just so confused. I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. Bye, Bev. All right, bye, Bev.
Glenn, to be honest, you're never going to hear from that woman again.
How do you think that went, Glenn?
I'm confused. Is it just too early for her, you think? Or maybe she just didn't like that I called her? Which one?
Too early in the morning or too early in your relationship? Because I'm going to argue both.
I honestly think that went pretty well.
I don't.
Yeah, right?
Are you guys sharing one brain cell? That was horrible. That couldn't have gone worse. What is happening?
I just think she's not a morning person. Like, if
Glenn,
I just
you're delusional. You're making up excuses to make yourself feel better. This was a horrible idea. I don't know how we even got here. It's too early for me, too.
Glenn, I know. Glenn wanted to do it. I told you, Glenn, it probably wasn't the best idea. But hey.
So what do I do now?
I would call her like she asked.
I would actually never do that again. I would actually let sleeping dogs
lie.
No,
listen, Glenn. You rolled the dice on this, buddy, and I want you to know I'm proud of you. You got to shoot your shot. And maybe it was a little too early, but follow up with her later tonight. Don't do it now. She's getting ready for work. Right. Do it in a text form. Do it tonight. Text her. All right? All right. Thanks for calling, man. Good luck. Hey.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I can't.
All right. That went.
That was the worst thing that's ever happened.
Listen, I'll be honest with you, and I don't say this too often, but that did make me a little uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable from the moment we answered the call.
Does anybody else need any favors this morning?
We can ruin your life with one phone call.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.